Hey everyone, you are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph and I am the host of the show. I welcome you guys to episode 21. Yay! I am so excited to talk about my trip with Charlie. I really hope that you guys enjoyed last week's little mini episode with Charlie. I do apologize for all the I don't knows and can I hear it? But that is Charlie in a nutshell for you. And I really hope you guys enjoyed that little teaser into our day. So some recent developments. I got a new review on Apple, you guys. So me and a fellow podcaster, we're helping each other out by giving each other reviews. Now, I genuinely do listen to her show, or I should say their show, because this is a husband and wife team. The podcast is called Make It Magical. I've talked about Emily before because Emily is very, very educated in all things Disney. She just loves all of the facts. She loves Walt Disney, and she's done an amazing job on her podcast. And so I highly recommend listening to Make It Magical. So I left a review for her because I really enjoy their show. So now it is a husband and wife team. Her, Emily, and Clayton both host the show and they have a lot of fun doing it. You can tell in their voices how much fun they enjoy doing this podcast. So I left a review for them. And now I'm going to read the review that Emily left for me. And the title is A True Mousterpiece. And she gave me a 5-star rating. It says, Steph is such a wonderful host that always brings high level enthusiasm, energy, and passion to each and every episode. Her love for Disneyland is undoubtable, which makes this a must listen for anyone that's a fan of the parks. Her trip recaps are always sure to cure my Disneyland blues when I can't actually be there for myself. Keep up the amazing work, Steph. And thank you so much, Emily, for leaving that review for me and for listening to my podcast, for being such a huge support in this podcast community. It's so amazing to be part of this group, not only of, you know, Disney fans, Disney adults, but Disney podcaster as well. So that's really amazing. Thank you so much, Emily. I also got a handwritten note from a friend of mine. I got some magic mail the other day, and I got a handwritten note from a friend that I met through DL Weekly. As I've mentioned, DL Weekly is another podcast that I listen to, and I have met so many amazing people by being a listener of that show. And Donna is one of these amazing listeners. I think I ended up getting her for a ornament exchange one year, and it was so awesome. Either I got her or she got me. I can't really remember. I've been doing the exchange for the past 2 years, and it's been a lot of fun. But she sent me some magic mail, and I shared that with you guys on my Instagram. And she wrote me a card, and it was the most beautiful thing. And it was just so sweet because I didn't realize that she, too, listens to the show. And I am just so grateful. I'm trying not to get emotional. I am so grateful for all of you who are listening and really enjoying my little trip recaps because I know how much it hurts to not be at the parks because I feel that way when I'm not there, even though I'm there so often. So for those of you who are further away or have to, you know, take a plane just to come to Disneyland, like, I understand the Disney blues. And that's basically what she told me in the note. I'm not going to read it to you guys because I'm going to save that for myself. But she essentially said that she does enjoy my podcast because when she misses Disneyland, she can hear it through my recap and just be there with me. And you guys are. You guys are totally with me on those trips. I mean, I take you guys with me. I think about you when I am at Disneyland because I take notes. I take pictures. I want to be able to remember as much as I can from these trips so that I can give you a very good picture of what our day was, so you can picture it, so you can see it in your mind as well as Disneyland fans. So I really hope that I'm doing that for all of you guys, not just Emily and Donna, but I really appreciate you, Emily and Donna, for giving me your feedback. Some more exciting news. It's been a great week, you guys. It's been a very great week. So I am a guest on another podcast, you guys. Yesterday, I did an interview with an amazing podcast. In fact, I will let you in on a little secret. This podcast is the whole reason why I decided to do a podcast. Just a little backstory. When I thought about what I wanted to do, because I really wanted to do something Disney related, to immerse myself more into all things Disney because of my love for it, because of my joy, and because when I'm blue, I want to see Disney blue. I want to see Disneyland blue, you know? So instead of being blue with my feelings, I want to be blue with Disneyland. And so I thought about doing a YouTube. I thought about doing a podcast. And I wasn't sure which way to go because I didn't know what to talk about. You know, I'm not research savvy like Emily is on Make It Magical. And I love that she does that because I learned from her. But that's just not who I am. So I thought, well, you know, I do go to Disneyland a lot. And I have my Instagram page. And I'm a magic key holder. And my whole goal this year was to try and get to the parks once a month. Now, I did not reach that goal. And that's okay. Because it was kind of a hefty goal, to be honest with you guys. Because it's not cheap to go to the parks, even though, you know, I can go there frugal times, but there's been a lot of times where it's been kind of hard, not because I'm spending a lot of money in the parks, but because I'm spending a lot of money to get to the parks because the price of gas in California has gone up and the price of hotels have gone up, you know, all these resort fees, the parking fees and all that stuff. And not only the parking fees at the hotels, but also the parking fee at Disneyland Resort itself. Now, as a Believe key holder, I only get 50% off because I can't afford that, you know, free parking magic key, Inspire key. Not yet, anyway. So it gets a little pricey to even go to Disneyland. But, you know, it's the one thing that makes me happy. A lot of things make me happy, but of course, Disneyland is one of those things that makes me happy, right? However, I thought, okay, well, I can definitely talk about trips because I go so often, and even if I don't go every month, you know, there's always something to talk about. I'm sure I could pull a trip from the archive of, you know, all of the trips that I've done as a Magic Key holder. But I wasn't sure if this is something people would listen to because for me, myself, I love listening to trip reports. On my favorite podcast, those are my favorite episodes. I probably mentioned that before, but I wasn't sure if it was something you could make a podcast out of. Well, the podcast that I was a guest for, Disney Travel Tales, is the podcast that does trip reports. That's the whole premise of this podcast. And as soon as I heard that there was already a podcast out there, I said, my goodness, there are listeners. There are people who want to listen to trip recaps. And, you know, not to be a copycatter or anything, but it was the sign that I needed that this is something I could be doing. So thanks to Jenny at Disney Travel Tales, I am a Disneyland trip recap podcaster. And I love my job, my free job, right? So I got to be a guest on her show, and I also got to express to her, you know, how grateful I am for her podcast and how I came to be a podcaster and how she was an influence in that decision. And, you know, instead of being offended or anything like that, she was so happy because she was like, there is room for everybody. And I agree with her. So thank you, Jenny, so much for having me on your podcast. I did recap this trip with Charlie with her, and it was fun to be able to do it with somebody asking me questions. And so I'm so excited to let you guys know that I will be on an episode of Disney Travel Tales. I believe she said it will come out on October 27th, so be sure to look out for that. It is going to cover the same things I'm going to cover in this episode, but you get to hear me and Jenny talk about it together because she does ask me some amazing questions, and it was so great to have somebody to interact with. So once again, Jenny, thank you so much for having me on, and be sure to listen to Disney Travel Tales. All right, guys, let's talk about question and polls from the last episode. Not the mini episode there, but episode 20, where I had the question and poll from my solo trip recap from the beginning of September. I finally got to finish off that trip for you guys in the last episode. And so I asked a couple of questions that related to the episode. And the question was, what is your favorite Disney detail most people don't notice? And you guys, I got three answers. Three people have answered my question on Spotify. So first of all, thank you. Thank you so much for answering the question. So let me go ahead and read their answers. So Liberty has answered the question, what is your favorite Disney detail most people don't notice? And she said, the window dedications on Main Street. I love that answer, Liberty. I love those windows as well. And I love getting to know all of the people who those windows are dedicated to. There's a couple of people that I follow on Instagram who do tell you the significance of those windows. And one of them is called Strolling Down Main Street. So if you don't follow them on Instagram, be sure to follow them. I've mentioned Philander before. He is a Disney tour guide at Disneyland. He is a Plaid, and he is amazing because he does Imagineer Monday. And a lot of the times, those Imagineers have windows. So that's a good way to get your information from there, too. So let's see who else answered. Michaela, did you answer the question? Of course you did, sweetie. Thank you so much. It says, hi, I'm part of most people that don't notice group. I love how you notice details most people don't and how beautifully you talk about these details in your podcast. Aw, thank you, Michaela. I appreciate that. I'm sure you notice them too. And I'm going to give you an example because there was a point where me and Michaela were at Disneyland the first year that we were honoring my sister-in-law, Cheryl. And during our trip, we were sitting on a bench in California Adventure over by Schmoozie's. And there happened to be this kind of mosaic mural behind the bench. And it was either her or somebody turned around and looked and noticed that there was a bee in the little mural behind Michaela. And it happened to be on the same side where her button for Cheryl that we were all wearing was. So it was just one of these beautiful moments because Cheryl was a beekeeper. She harvested honey. She had her own bees. Her and my brother essentially had a farm when they lived in Sebastopol, California. And she learned to be a beekeeper. And so bees are very significant and tied into our memories of her. So the fact that we found this bee just right, you know, on the other side of Michaela's shoulder as she was sitting there, it was amazing. So it might not have been a specific Disney detail, and maybe there is a Disney significance to it, but it was a detail that we noticed that was there in the park. So see, sweetie, you've noticed things too. And TJ Foster, thank you so much, TJ, for answering the question. They said, the movie theater layout of the park. Now, I really found this answer interesting, so be sure to listen to this. The movie theater layout of the park. Ticket booths, attraction movie or attraction slash movie posters in the tunnels under train station, names on Main Street windows as opening credits, and red bricks on Main Street as a red carpet. How beautiful is that? What an amazing picture that TJ just laid out for us. And I love it. Thank you so much. So the poll for this episode was Fantasyland rides. And I asked you guys, do you ride them all? Or do you skip it? Or only when you're with the kids? And I got a 100% unanimous decision that you ride them all. Good for you guys. You are my people because I have mentioned, and I mentioned in that episode, that I love the Fantasyland rides. Me and Charlie got to go on one Fantasyland ride, which I'll get to talk to you guys about, so I'm so excited. Our day was very interesting, to say the least. So let's get into it, you guys. So me and Charlie went on a mommy and son solo trip. So just to recap, Charlie is my youngest. He is 4 years old. I have done solo trips with Alex Jr. and Lewis both. So now it was Charlie's turn. I took this opportunity because the day that we went was October 9th, which happened to be Columbus Day. And some people get Columbus Day off. And as you guys know, I do work for a municipality. So I got the day off. Alex Jr. still had to go to school. So I thought this is a great opportunity to be able to take Charlie on my own to the parks. And my husband was for it. Love having my husband's support. And so the question that I was even asking, I think, on the last episode was whether I was going to get a hotel or not, you know, because it's an extra expense for us to do that. Just to remind you guys, I do live 3 hours away from the parks. So not, you know, not a local, but local adjacent, if you want to call it. So sometimes a hotel is necessary, especially if you're wanting to take full advantage of the parks, which I was wanting to do with Charlie. And so I just spoke to my husband about it, and he was all for me getting a hotel for our trip. And I can't thank him enough for that, because I really think that it helped. It helped so much to have that extra time. And you'll find out why once I really get into it, guys. You're really gonna see why this hotel really came into play. So Charlie and I took off around 2:30, probably in the afternoon, almost 3. And we arrived to the hotel maybe 6:30-ish. We did make a couple stops. I was very proud of Charlie because he did let me know when he needed to go use the restroom. And I was so proud that he was able to let me know. I did make one stop, you know, without even asking him if he needed to use the restroom. And the second stop we made was on his own. So I'm so proud of him. And he did so great on this road trip. We did go through San Diego this time. That was the fastest route that I got for a Sunday night. We, like I said, arrived to our hotel around 6:30. We stayed at the Hojo, so the Howard Johnson Inn in Anaheim. It's right on the corner of Manchester and Harbor Boulevard, and it's a wonderful hotel. So this would be our second time staying there. When we checked in, it was pretty packed in there. Everybody else was checking in at the same time, so lots of people. But the front desk personnel were super sweet and were able to check me in very fast. And so me and Charlie were on our way to our room. So we stayed in Building 3 on the first floor. I had looked through deals through TripAdvisor. I actually have TripAdvisor Plus because Target offered it, or Target Red Card members, I think, or Target, what's it called? Oh my gosh, what's it called? I'm gonna have to look it up, guys. Fun fact, I used to work at a Target. Oh, Target Circle. It might have been one of those Target Circle deals or something like that, but I ended up going through TripAdvisor because I go through different venues in order to get hotel prices. So I go through Getaway Today, of course, because I know them through my association with the DWK group in Facebook. And then I also have Marriott points and Hilton points. So I usually go through those apps as well. And so I just happened to find the best deal from TripAdvisor. And so I was able to get this room. It happened to be an ADA accessible room, and it was the cheapest one that I could get. And one of the biggest reasons why I picked this hotel was because they have an amazing little water park on property, and it's so cute. I want to say it's called Pirate's Cove or something like that. It's pirate themed and it's really cute. And, you know, I thought, you know, if we're going to stay the night, maybe Charlie's going to want to go play in the water. It's still pretty warm out, you know. So we check in, we get settled in our room, and I'm asking Charlie, so what do you want to do? Do you want to go to the pool? Do you want to go play in the water? And he said no. Oh my goodness, you guys. This is mom life, right? This is mom life 101, where you think your toddler or your child is going to be so excited about something, and so you get excited thinking about how excited they're going to get, and then you get to it and they don't want to do it. Which was totally fine with me, even though I packed all of our swim stuff just in case. That wasn't what he wanted to do. So I asked him, well, what do you want to do? And he said he wanted to go to Disneyland. Well, unfortunately, we didn't have reservations for that day. And trust me, I looked just to see if I could snag anything. But it was pretty crowded for that day. And one of the reasons was because it was an Oogie Boogie night. So Sunday, October 8th was an Oogie Boogie night. And so that'll come into play in just a little bit, because instead of going to Disneyland, I took Charlie to Downtown Disney. Now, the other thing that I want to mention to you guys is I was starting to worry that I wouldn't even make it to this trip, because I woke up on Saturday morning with the worst back pain, the worst lower back pain. I don't know what I did, but I woke up that way and I was in a lot of pain. So I was starting to wonder if I was even going to do this trip, but I also wasn't going to let myself miss this trip either. So I was doing everything that I could to make sure that I could be on this trip. And one of the things that I did was I made sure not to stay stationary. I made sure that I was up and about and doing things. So not only was I medicating myself with, you know, extra strength Tylenol and ibuprofen and, you know, those fun patches that smell like old people. I was doing it all just so that I could get to this trip. And by the time we got to this trip, I was unfortunately still in pain. But in a way, I also think that this is a blessing in disguise, because it forced me to slow down. It really forced me to slow down and be intentional and patient and everything. And I was starting to wonder, once we got to Sunday, like during the day, I was in a lot of pain during the day, and I was just so frustrated and annoyed with the pain and just kind of like in a bad mood from it. And I was like, no, this is not ideal. This is not what I want. Luckily, before me and Charlie left, all of the medication and stuff started to finally kick in. And so I felt good enough to make the drive, to lift all the heavy things that need to go in the car, lift Charlie in the car and do all those things. So I'm so grateful that despite the pain, and I was in pain, guys, I was still able to do it. And like I said, blessing in disguise, because it did force me to slow down and take it easy and take it day by day and step by step. So back to us going to Downtown Disney. I mention this because I feel like I was walking like an old woman too. I'm really glad that I had the stroller, because it helped a lot to have the stroller. And so Charlie and I went to Downtown Disney. And this is where Oogie Boogie plays a very big part in it, because if you weren't going to Oogie Boogie, you were getting kicked out of California Adventure. And if you didn't have a park hopper, you weren't going to Disneyland. So where were you going, guys? Downtown Disney. So it was pretty crowded in Downtown Disney, but we made it through. And we walked to the World of Disney store, which was also super crowded, but that wasn't going to stop us from shopping, guys. I shopped to my little heart's content. I bought too many things. Don't tell my husband. So Charlie picked out a toy. He picked out a Wall-E toy and he was so excited. And that's part of the reason why, if you heard the mini episode, how he talked about a puzzle. Well, next to the Wall-E toy was a Wall-E puzzle, but he didn't know what it was. He just thought it was something with Wall-E. But I knew it wasn't going to be an activity he could do at his level right now. So we went ahead and got the little Wall-E toy that has like a remote control. So in case you were wondering what mom got two spirit jerseys, a new sweater, and Charlie also got a t-shirt because there were these super cute Pixar Cars shirts that were just like the neon lights and stuff. And I was really trying to convince Charlie that he wanted it, and I convinced him that he needed it, so we bought it. Goodness. In case you're wondering, I bought the Spirit jersey, the Disney 100 Spirit jersey, the new one that just came out, the one with the fireworks. I wasn't a big fan of the lavender one, so I'm so glad that they came out with this one because I absolutely love it. And the other Spirit jersey I got was a Christmas one. I wasn't a big fan of the green one, but they happened to have a blue one that was more of like a winter wonderland. Anyways, so we finally leave World of Disney after spending a lot of money. I also saved a lot of money too, you guys, because as a Magic Key holder, I do get 10%. I would have gotten 10% anyway because I'm also a Disney Visa card holder. Either way, I was walking away with 10%, and that 10% is 10%, you guys. After that, I decided that we should go to the Grand Californian because I really wanted to see the Coco display. In case you guys didn't know, there is usually a display in the Grand Californian lobby made out of food. So the culinary cast members over at the Grand Californian or the Disneyland Resort, I'm not sure if they all come together to do this, create a display every fall. And it's usually of Oogie Boogie, but this year it was of Coco, and it was beautiful, you guys. I got some amazing pictures of it. It doesn't even look like food. It is so well done. So if you happen to be in the area, be sure to go in there and check it out. The other thing that I wanted to see or consume, I should say, while we were there was the delicious treats that they have at their little dessert stand. So that's where they have the Mexican wedding cookies and the skull cookies, and they also have something called a chocolate chip cookie with milk shot. So it's basically a shot glass made out of a chocolate chip cookie, and then they pour milk in it. Oh my gosh, you guys, I have been wanting to try this for like 2 years already, and I finally got my hands on it, and let me tell you, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, it was so good. I didn't get the alcohol in it. I got regular milk in it, and it was delicious. I am a chocolate chip milk dunker anyway, so this was the best of both worlds for me. And Charlie got a skull cookie. They didn't have the Mexican wedding cookies, unfortunately. That's one of my favorites and one I've recommended that you guys get as well, but they didn't have any. So we just got those two items and we sat down and took a little break because at this point, mommy's back was really hurting because medicine was starting to wear off. But of course, true fashion to a four-year-old, Charlie wanted me to open his toy so he could play with it. So we sat down so that I could open the toy and he could play with it and he can eat his cookie and we can just sit there and enjoy the ambiance because there was a piano player playing as well. And he was playing all these beautiful Disney songs and it was just so much fun to hear him play. There was other music coming from the other side of the Grand Californian because there was a wedding happening as well. That was so neat to be there and witness a wedding happening. It was so gorgeous. And I was so excited for the people there. I didn't even know who they were, but I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys are so lucky. I hope you guys are having a great time, you know. Oh my goodness. So there was a DJ and, you know, he was playing music too. So there was music coming out of everywhere. So it was just so nice to be able to sit at this lobby. And so we hung out there for a little bit until I couldn't take the pain anymore and thought, okay, well, I still have to walk back to the hotel. Not only do I have to walk back to the hotel, guys, I have to give Charlie a bath. So I also want to kind of highlight cast members because as we were leaving, I was looking for a trash can. And I believe it was a security cast member at the Grand Californian, and I didn't get her name, but she was the sweetest thing ever. She was like, oh, are you looking for the exit to get back to Downtown Disney? I was like, well, yes, but I'm also looking for a trash can. And I pointed at a box behind her. I said, is that a trash can right there? And she said, yes, but I'll take it for you. I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. She's like, Downtown Disney is this way. I was like, thank you so much. So she took my trash for me, you guys. That was so sweet. I really appreciate when people do that because it's just a simple gesture that is just so simple, but I'm so grateful for little things like that. So thank you so much. I'm sorry that I didn't get your name and that I couldn't make a cast compliment for you, but you were wonderful. Thank you so much. And so me and Charlie made our way back through Downtown Disney and Harbor Boulevard and back to our hotel. And all the rest of the stuff is just boring mom stuff, you know, bath time, talk to my husband on the phone, and then go to bed. And take some medicine because I did want to get some sleep. The next day I woke up, I woke up feeling a little bit better. And I am so happy that I woke up feeling a little bit better, but I still needed to take some medication and I still did wear a patch on my back. But this other one that I brought isn't a smelly one, so I wasn't carrying that smell with me. So me and Charlie got ready and then I started packing us so that we could get in the car and get to the parking structure. I think we left the hotel like maybe around 7:30-ish, I guess, because I looked at my clock by the time I got to the gate and it was about 8:30. So it's probably pretty accurate because we had to drive to the parking structure. And there's usually a lot of traffic, you know, that early in the morning. And then this time we got to park and Pixar Pals, which is awesome because I've mentioned to you guys before, and be sure to take this advice, okay? If you are walking with the stroller, if it's a double stroller, if it's a jogging stroller, if it's just, you know, a heavy duty stroller, not an umbrella stroller, you do not want to get on the tram with that thing. So I highly recommend that you take the bridge on level 2 that takes you to Downtown Disney. And this will make everything so much easier. Is it extra walking? Yes, it is. But it's worth the walk. One of those reasons is because security is pretty fast right there. Because this bridge will take you to the side or to the back of, you know what, I can't even tell you, I don't know what side. It's in between Downtown Disney and the Disneyland Hotel that the bridge takes you to, and there's security right there. And so that security line is always pretty short, and it was this morning as well. So we got through security and walked through Downtown Disney, so all of that accumulated into us getting to the front gate of Disneyland at 8:30 in the morning, which is still really early. It's not rope drop, unfortunately, but it's still great timing. In the end, I think it was better that me and Charlie didn't rope drop just because it's really, really crazy. It's very chaotic, and it's not something that I think I would want to do with a little kid or with a stroller. I would probably run over so many people on accident because of it. So I think walking in when we did was perfect. So we walk in to the park. We're home. We're home, you guys. Me and Charlie are home at Disneyland, and we're on Main Street. We're on Main Street, taking it in, listening to the music, hearing all the hustle and bustle. Oh, my favorite part, you guys. My absolute favorite part. So I asked Charlie, what do you want to do? And Charlie immediately says, I want to do Goofy's Train. Let me translate that for you guys. Goofy's Train is 4-year-old Charlie talk for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Now, if you guys have never been on this ride, this is not exactly a spoiler, but Goofy is driving the train in this ride. So my toddler associated that as Goofy's Train. So that's what he calls this ride. This is his absolute favorite ride, you guys. I think there's a few reasons that attribute to this. He loves this ride because it's super cute. He loves this ride because he's a big fan of the Disney Plus Mickey Mouse shorts. And this ride is a lot like those movies. In fact, you'll see a lot of those movie posters inside the queue. And so he really likes that. Also, this might be a spoiler, so skip ahead. There is a Mouse-ca-doer in the queue, and that is one of Charlie's favorite parts of the queue as well, because he's a big Mickey Mouse Clubhouse fan. Or at least he used to be, because now he's watching those Mickey shorts, and I hardly see him watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse anymore. Aw, he's growing up, guys. So I looked at my app, and Mickey and Minnie's is down, and I was so sad because I had been noticing the day before that Mickey and Minnie's was temporarily down quite a bit every time I looked, in fact. And so I was really hoping that this wasn't going to be the case this day. But when I looked, it was down. So I had to tell Charlie, I'm sorry, buddy, but it's not working right now. What else do you want to go on? Do you want to go on the boats? And I couldn't hear him because we were walking at the same time, but I walked towards Adventureland anyway, just in case seeing the ride might convince him to want to get on. So we got in front of the stroller parking over by the Jungle Cruise, and I stopped the stroller and I stood next to him, and he's like, I don't want to go on the boat. I said, okay, what about the pirate boat? And he's like, I don't want to go on the pirate boat. And so I said, okay. And I'm like thinking, well, how about Winnie the Pooh? And he's like, no. And then so we stood there for a little bit, and I was just like, well, what else can we get on? You know? And then he says, I want to get on the honey ride. And I just, in my mind, started laughing because I had just asked him if he wanted to go on Winnie the Pooh. And apparently I didn't ask the question correctly because it's called the honey ride. I said, absolutely, we can go on the honey ride. Let's go. So me and Charlie walk over to Critter Country and we park the stroller and we get on the honey ride, Winnie the Pooh Adventure. And we enjoyed that ride, and that was a lot of fun. He really likes that ride. I think he also kind of gets a little bit scared of it too, but he still wants to go on it. And that's the same thing with Mickey and Minnie's too. He gets a little scared in some of the places, but he still wants to go on it. It's so fascinating. So after that, I decided, okay, well, let's go to Fantasyland, you know, because he keeps asking me to go on Goofy's Train and I keep checking and it's still not working. So I was like, well, let's head over to Fantasyland. Well, I start walking to what I thought was Fantasyland, and I ended up in Batu. I took the wrong pathway. I went through the Hungry Bear pathway instead of the Thunder Mountain pathway. I must have been tired, guys. Because I was like, why am I in Batu? While I'm here, let's see if we can see some characters. We didn't see any characters, unfortunately, but, you know, we took a nice little stroll through Batu and made our way through so that we can get to Fantasyland. And As luck would have it, as we were getting to the back of Big Thunder Mountain, we saw Jesse. And I was like, look, Charlie, there's Jesse. And he was so excited to see Jesse. And there she was skipping along with one of her friends, one of her guest friends. And they were just skipping along. And it was really cute because the person she was skipping with had a friend with her who was taking pictures of them skipping together. And I thought that was so sweet. So that's a lot of fun. I'm so glad that the characters are so willing to do things like that. And so we basically followed her until she went back into, I don't even know what to call it. Well, she went backstage. I mean, I'll just be honest. I was going to try and come up with something clever, but she went backstage. But before she did a little twirl for us and waved to us. And that was super sweet. And Charlie really enjoyed that. Well, you guys, that's going to have to be it for this episode. This will be a two-part episode. So this was part one of me and Charlie's adventure, and you will get to hear part two next week. So be sure to look out for that, and be sure to answer the poll and question in Spotify. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at magic_key_adventures. And don't forget, you can email me with any feedback, comments, questions, suggestions, requests. You can email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. And also, you could donate to the show with a one-time $5 donation. You can find that link in the show notes or on my Instagram. It says buy me a cold brew, but what I'm going to spend it on is this podcast. So I just recently purchased two extra items for my setup. I wanted to make sure that you weren't going to hear that fan noise from my laptop anymore. So I went ahead and I purchased a laptop stand, and my setup kind of looks a little ridiculous now, but it's my setup and I'm happy and proud because I don't think I've heard the fan noise this entire episode, and hopefully you haven't either. I also bought a Bluetooth wireless mouse just so that I could still be able to click and do all the things in my laptop from further away, since I have the microphone in front of me. I will post a picture of what the setup looks like so that you can get a visual of what's happening here. I think the next thing I need to invest in is a mouse pad so you're not hearing the mouse moving around, because I did notice that in the episode a couple of times. Sorry about that. And so any donations that you give me will go towards that or my Descript subscription that I pay every month so that I could edit this podcast. I also want to again say thank you to Emily from Make It Magical. I want to say thank you to Donna again for your kind words and your magic mail. I want to say thank you again to Jenny from Disney Travel Tales, and be sure to look out for that episode and be sure to check out those podcasts too, you guys. They're really great. And I just want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of our adventures. So with that, you guys, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.